Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. So glad to be back with you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for joining us here, and we are joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to be with you today.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely.
I love you.
I love you too. Thank you for participating and working through this workbook.
It's one of my favorite things that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us. We're going to be discussing Lesson 76, I Am Under No Laws But God's. Before we begin, let's take a brief moment and join together in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I am under no laws but God's. We have observed before how many senseless things have seemed to you to be salvation. Each has imprisoned you with laws as senseless as itself. You are not bound by them. Yet to understand that this is so, you must first realize salvation lies not there. While you would seek for it in things that have no meaning, you bind yourself to laws that make no sense. Thus do you seek to prove salvation is where it is not.
Today we will be glad you cannot prove it. For if you could, you would forever seek where it is not and never find it. The idea for today tells you once again how simple is salvation. Look for it where it waits for you, and there it will be found. Look nowhere else, for it is nowhere else.
Think of the freedom and the recognition that you are not bound by all the strange and twisted laws which you have set up to save you. You really think that you would starve unless you have stacks of green paper strips and piles of metal discs. You really think a small round pellet or some fluid pushed into your veins through a sharpened needle will ward off death. You really think you are alone unless another body is with you.
It is insanity that thinks these things. You call them laws and put them under different names in a long catalog of rituals that have no use and serve no purpose. You think you must obey the laws of medicine and economics and of health, protect the body, and you will be saved.
These are not laws, but madness. The body is endangered by the mind that hurts itself. The body suffers that the mind will fail to see it is the victim of itself. The body's suffering is a mask the mind holds up to hide what really suffers. It would not understand it is its own enemy, that it attacks itself and wants to die. It is from this your laws would save the body. It is for this you think you are a body.
There are no laws except the laws of God. This needs repeating over and over until you realize that it applies to everything that you have made in opposition to his will. Your magic has no meaning. What it is meant to save does not exist. Only what it is meant to hide will save you.
The laws of God can never be replaced. We will devote today to rejoicing that this is so. It is no longer a truth which we would hide. We realize instead it is a truth which keeps us free forever. Magic imprisons, but the laws of God set free. The light has come because there is no law. There are no laws but his.
We will begin the longer practice periods today with a short review of different kinds of laws we have believed we must obey. These would include, for example, the laws of nutrition, of immunization, of medication, and of the body's protection in innumerable ways. Think further. You believe in the laws of friendship, of good relationships, and reciprocity.
Perhaps you even think that there are laws which set forth what is God's and what is yours. Many religions have been based on this. They would not save, but damn in heaven's name. Yet, They are no more strange than other laws you hold must be obeyed to make you safe.
There are no laws but God's. Dismiss all foolish magical beliefs today and hold your mind in silent readiness to hear the voice that speaks the truth to you. You will be listening to the one who says there is no loss under the laws of God. Payment is neither given nor received. Exchange cannot be made. There are no substitutes, and nothing is replaced by something else. God's laws forever give and never take.
Hear him who tells you this, and realize how foolish are the laws you thought upheld the world you thought you saw. Then listen further. He will tell you more about the love your Father has for you, about the endless joy he offers you, about his yearnings for his only Son, created as his channel for creation, denied to him by his belief in hell.
Let us today open God's channels to him and let his will extend through us to him. Thus his creation endlessly increased. His voice will speak of this to us as well as of the joys of heaven, which his laws keep limitless forever. We will repeat today's idea until we have listened and understood there are no laws but God's. Then we will tell ourselves as a dedication with which the practice period concludes, I am under no law, no laws but God's.
We will repeat this dedication as often as possible today, at least 4 or 5 times an hour, as well as in response to any temptation to experience ourselves as subject to other laws throughout the day. It is our statement of freedom from all danger and all tyranny. It is our acknowledgement that God is our Father and that his Son is saved. I am under no laws but God's. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence, and we'll share a quick discussion about this amazing lesson. Let's take a good deep breath. It sounds trite to say, oh, I love this lesson because I love all these lessons. I can't say I don't love them all. Challenging, yes. Well, certainly for someone new to this teaching, but where we are now in our discussion of this thought system, this new language, has a foundation that's been established so that we can accept some of these things more readily. And the ones that are still challenging, we can more easily move through and continue our work. In paragraph 10, dismiss all foolish magical beliefs today and hold your mind in silent readiness to hear the voice that speaks the truth to you. That would be the Holy Spirit. You'll be listening to one who says there is no loss under the laws of God. Recently, we discussed there's no possibility of loss, only gain. Loss is impossible, only gain with God. Payment is neither given nor received. Giving and receiving are one, but there is no payment that could ever be made to God. That's like taking money in your right hand and paying it to your left hand. It's just you. Exchange cannot be made. There are no substitutes, and nothing is replaced by something else. God's laws forever give and never take. There is only giving, and the only thing that's ever given is love, as we understand it now. The light of love, in our last lesson, we have come as that light. It's the opening of the mind to the truth of a new language, of a new thought system, of a wholly different way of seeing the world that begins to create a wholly different world because we are the creator. We are the extension of creation itself. And a few days ago, we talked about the will of God and changing the word will to creation. And anywhere in here, in other words, paragraph 6, we could say second sentence, this needs repeating over and over until you realize that it applies to everything that you have made in opposition to God's creation. Or as it says here, to his will. Your magic has no meaning. What magic are we talking about? Oh, I don't know. Have you ever thought about having a certificate attached to your wall that's attached to your name, like a surname or a, you know, something like that? The point is, we call that white magic, right? Because if I'm, and I'm not diminishing anybody's titles or work and the effort that they put in, that's not what this conversation is about, but I am discussing and want to bring forth a simple explanation about magic. Even words can be used as magic. If I say that I'm a doctor and I want to be addressed a certain way, I'm using white magic because that gives me the ego sees that as more giving itself more power and more presence and more authority. We are all the same in God. There is no possibility of difference, of any individuation in the mind of perfect creation. We are all perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. We now begin to wear the mantle of truth that we are the light, and we begin to be that light, as we discussed in lesson 75 yesterday. We're just 76 lessons into the year, and there's almost, 290 more to go. But we're going to be continuing to bring back around again and again and again a more and more profound and deeper understanding of this truth that has already been shown to us, that you're perfect, absolutely perfect.
And as that perfection, each of us is made as spirit, holy and divine, unlimited and free, as God created us, as love itself. And what this lesson and some of the more recent previous lessons is that, really hitting home that I am not a body, you are not a body. That is not our identity. And it's very difficult to disengage our identification as body and the laws that we make to keep it safe, to keep the fragile body safe. This lesson is really saying it is not the body that is ever sick. It is not the body of affairs that is ever sick. It is not the body of circumstances and conditions that are ever sick. And we need no laws to make sure that we're taking care of these bodies, the body of affair, the physical body. It is clearly saying that all of that is only covering up the one thing that can ever, ever be realized to be whole, and that is the mind. This is a mind retraining program. And the way that we are have been operating is as if we are form and body and conditions and ruled by them. This is saying no, no, no. There is a mind. And that mind is a part of the mind of God. And it operates only according to God's laws and only God's laws. And that is it. And in this, there is only gain and no loss. And from that, everything else emanates from there. This is a lesson that rights the upside down thought system. And we are that therefore under no laws but God's. So what does that mean? Does that mean, oh, you know, I don't take my medication today, or or that I, you know, don't clothe the body that is shivering in the cold of the atmosphere in this experience? And what would you say to that, Brother T?
I would say the ego is trying to control your spiritual journey. Because love the body. Love the body. Mm. The body is a communication device, right? And it's here as a learning device as well. And so there are those who read this textbook from absolute perspective, like some have read the Bible from an absolute perspective.
Yes.
And done much damage in the world, right? But spirit, your true nature, your true self, can be expressed as the body through form. And the truth then is you expressing as the light in form can be sustained, and the body then would align to that vibration. The body is simply a learning aid in communicating back to us as well and outwardly the vibration that we're holding, the consciousness that we're holding. And if we're in a consciousness of fear, you know, or if we've been holding thoughts of grievance, which has been a major topic of discussion recently, in our understanding of how the ego operates, we can see how that those energies can become lodged in the body, and dis-ease begins to manifest. Well, until we can move beyond the effect of that cause, physically, we can become entrapped in that and not allow ourselves and not allow the body to heal, in a word I'm going to use, naturally, because the work is with the mind. But we've got to sometimes get past the experience of form to be allowing and accepting of the healing of spirit. And so I don't recommend anyone to deny the healing love that comes through our medical services any more than I would want someone to deny the healing, you know, benefits of spiritual services. It all works together. Everything is embraced in the house of love. There is nothing outside of God. Even our imagination, as wild and as crazy as it is, well, that's not God's idea. Well, see, you and God are one. So it's just part of you. These are attributes of yourself. So love all of yourself, even the body. And if the body is reflecting back to you and showing you through dis-ease your misinterpretation of truth, then bless it and love it and help it in its process of healing. If I cut my finger, I'll use an antiseptic. My finger eventually will heal on its own, but it heals a lot faster if I use wisdom, the gifts of spirit, to allow my finger to heal faster by putting on a little antiseptic and a Band-Aid. Love the body. Don't deny the body. That's my recommendation, at least. Do what you will. You have free will. But the only true will, the only true choice you can ever make is to return to the will of God, the creation of God. To be aligned with creation is to be loving of all of creation, including yourself and absolutely including your body. Love yourself, dear brothers and sisters. Love yourself. And you are loving God because you and God are one.
I am under no laws but God's.
And so it is. We love you, mighty companion. Thank you for hanging out with us and giving us the opportunity to be in lesson with you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and into